I have a question.
Thought forms.
Yeah. Okay. You need to start understanding that you can do self-created thought forms, such as "I'm always poor. I never have money." Okay, that is a thought form that you are sending to yourself that actually helps to pull to you the last thing in the world that you want, which is loss of money. Okay? So you collect these thought forms. I'm so stupid. You keep repeating that in your head. You create a thought form of "I am stupid." And you start acting it out. Give it time.
I've acted stupid before.
No. But they're simple thought forms. Or "I hate myself." Or "I'm so fat." And then you perpetuate yourself. You have to be really cautious of the thought forms that you create. You can create positive thought forms as well. But what I have learned to do to be on the safe side, I call forth all energy and consciousness of all thought forms I have created, both positive and negative, and or have sent positive or negative. I release thee and unbind thee, turn thee from negative to positive, dissolve and disperse thee, and return thee back to God. That's to be said twice, through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Is that on your website?
It will be.
48 hours.
Give me like 24 hours.
You said 48.
I can do it faster.
She's awesome.
And something that probably you should do on once a day, or at least once a week. Because you don't know when you're sending.
I do.
And that could also work for thought forms that have been sent to you.
Yes, and add that in there, into all thought forms that have been sent to me as well.
Knowingly and unknowingly?
Knowingly and unknowingly, yes.
Are we ready for a new topic?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, spring break is coming up. There's a lot of traveling going on. What are some prayers that we should say to help ensure that we don't have any mishaps?
Okay.
Whilst traveling.
A number one, you give your guardian angel permission to do whatever they deem appropriate to protect you on your trip, going while you're there and coming back. That's A number one. The Archangel Raphael and his legions, you can ask for the protection of Raphael and his legions to protect you on the trip, while you're there, and coming back. And give him permission to do whatever is deemed appropriate. Always. Those are the two things that I do when I'm going on a trip. And always do the lifting on a daily basis while you're on the trip, because you can collect God only knows what.
And now, say I'm getting on a plane. Because the pilot and his actions are affecting and influencing me, I have the authority to say the lifting over him.
You can. You can say the authority. You can use the authority to do the lifting on all involved and the plane itself. Because very often, a lot of these planes have used seats from plane crashes.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Raphael, then we say, what is it, probably in the name of Jesus Christ, is Raphael also?
Always in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. But with like...
Raphael and his legions. Always the angel and their legion.
And you could do the lifting if you're in a cab or...
If you're in a cab, a bus, a train, whatever the situation... Whenever you're at risk or could be at risk.
Okay.
Hotel.
It only works if you say it out loud.
It only works if you say it out loud. You do have to speak it aloud.
Yeah.
You could speak it prior to, if you know for sure which plane you're going to be on, that sort of thing. Schedule.
Just kind of mumble it under my breath.
Yeah, you don't have to be loud.
So you don't have to scream the lifting.
you can say the lifting quietly, and it will be effective. But these are great things to know. Thank you for bringing it up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Raphael is the angel.
Actually, he's angel for healing, but he's also the archangel for traveling. I went to Japan, it was my first trip out of the U.S. And it was kind of spooky. I went to the Baha'i Temple in Chicago. And it's a beautiful temple. And I was in there and I heard the Archangel Raphael and his legions have been appointed to you to protect you on your trip and during your trip. And I went, okay, sounds good.
So we had to use his title first, or we had to say his title before.
You do. The okay. Archangel Raphael and his legions. And I was protected throughout that whole trip, and I had some wild stuff happening on that trip.
You talked to the divas up there, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, yeah, plus I went to a place that was cursed, and every psychic that had ever gotten there either died or got major sick or lost all of their abilities. It was fun.
And you're still alive.
I'm still alive.
Still have your abilities. That's a good thing.
I still have them, and I didn't get sick.
Raphael did good.
Did wonderful.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, if you have tens of thousands and thousands of people asking for protection from the same angelic group, legions, is it, obviously they can't, or can they, be in every place at the same time?
They can.
Okay, so they have that omniscience.
They do have that. Plus there are, I don't know how many are in the legions. There's probably tens of thousands in the legions themselves.
So that's why you have to say legions.
Legions, absolutely. Okay. Because they're the ones that actually do the protection.
And you got to give them at the right time, too.
Right? Sometimes.
I'm still confused
when
about the time zone
thing. First of all, Japanese.
Actually, they didn't. I had a translator, I guess.
Now, how do you get with the time zones? Because that kind of confused me when you were talking about that the last time.
That is dealing with the seals of Solomon.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the protections.
That is dealing with the seals of Solomon. Okay. When you were actually creating the seal of Solomon, drawing it, you have to do it at a specific time, and it needs to be anointed by a specific archangel and angels. It's all in the book. The book is correct.
Okay. And they talk about, at least in the Keys of Solomon book, they talk about if you do call upon certain help and it's not available, then you can call upon it again. Because it says if they are somewhere else doing helping someone else, then you can call upon them again, and then call upon them again, and it goes through the process of how do you call upon them again, call upon them again.
We have had situations. We work with the Band of Mercy, and that's a limited number. They've grown, but we hit a point in time where a lot of people were doing a lot of liftings all at the same time, and I couldn't reach the Band of Mercy. They were too busy.
They put you on hold, and you're like 12th in line. If you're 12th in line, and
yeah,
elevator music.
And you leave your phone, and we'll call you back.
I do work on Monday night, and I couldn't do work for 2 weeks because they were so busy. It gotten on the internet, about the lifting and everything. And
good.
I was stuck without them, so.
That's scary.
Your cue is 39.
That's scary, though. You can do
it. Take a number,
That's scary, though, isn't it?
No, I wasn't scared. I thought it was fabulous.
I think it's Michael can help you or something.
Well, I wasn't worried. There's a whole group of other folks I can call upon. Oh. It's not barren out there.
So how are you going to know that they are not available to you at that time?
They tell you.
Oh.
They okay. tell her.
They tell me.
Oh,
yeah, you do have a dysfunction there. Can you tell me which one it is? I have other dysfunctions. Actually, on Monday night, I have a medium that I work with, and they'll come through and they'll say the Band of Mercy is not here. We can't work, and we won't be able to come back to work for 2 weeks. Maybe.
But you're on the list.
Yeah, take a number. You know, so
they have to go on vacation too.
They do work pretty hard.
Well, they were out there doing liftings. They were getting all these souls from people that were doing the liftings.
And they were doing redemption work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But in turn, wouldn't some of those souls probably work with the band so the band grows?
Yes, the Band of Mercy expanded. The Band of Mercy are souls who have gone through the redemption process from out of the outer darkness into the light. And they, because they are grateful, have chosen to work in helping others get redeemed into the light. And so they developed. Ben Mercy was there long before I ever. I mean, they've been there for a long time. They've been written about in books from the 1800s that I fell into. And they fell to me. So, I mean, they've been around for a while. But they have really expanded because a lot of people have been doing the liftings, and there's a lot of souls that have gotten redeemed, and there's greater amount of expansion of Bands of Mercy. I say Bands of Mercy.
The appropriate Bands of Mercy.
The appropriate Bands of Mercy. Along with all the others.
And Legions of Pan.
Well, Legion of Pan is expansive. All on its own. So, yeah. And with the work that you do with those specific angelics for those specific seals of Solomon, those in specific have to help you. So you can't just go out there reaching. And if they're doing something else, then they got to get back with you. Busy.
Take a number.
Kind of get it? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. We're doing very well then. Any other questions? Yes, dear.
I hope this isn't ridiculous. I've wanted this my whole life, and I figured you were the right person to ask. Can angels manifest themselves into human form and be humans on Earth?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I've always thought so, but...
Yeah. And they come for the purpose of being messengers.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even be reborn and have a life here if they choose to. It does happen.
She's had two of them visit her in her readings.
Yeah, I had two visit me.
So at different times.
Yeah, two different times. I've actually had them, I guess, all together. One of them visited my husband here. And then the one when I was a little girl in San Francisco. So three times for me.
Do they know they're angels?
Yeah.
They told.
And if you ask, they have to.
Yeah, if you ask them, they have to tell you.
Wow.
Can you say one of them thanked you or something one time?
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you ask yours?
Yeah, well, what happened was she came for a reading, okay? Only I didn't give her a reading. She gave me the reading.
And you said, I got your number.
And I said to her, are you an angel? And she said, yes. What? Oh. Okay.
Did she look any different before
no.
that?
No.
Because she started doing that, then you knew it.
Well,
she looked normal to you.
She looked absolutely normal.
Then she
to
looked
me.
Different to you, though, didn't she? Not really.
Not really. No.
Wow.
No, there wasn't any of this light or
no, I didn't think that. But
the wings.
But yeah, the wings was a giveaway. That didn't matter until like you're an angel, aren't you?
You obviously sensed
the Hallelujah chorus.
You obviously sensed that there was something different about her.
Well, my God, she knew everything.
She had your number.
She had my number. Well, and that's when I said, you're an angel, aren't you? And she said, yes. And I had another lady, she came. I felt her though. She felt different. I said, "Boy, it's got to be hard to be in your position. You're an angel, aren't you?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "That's got to be hard. Working with people, they don't listen. And you're trying to help them. You know, whatever you have for me, I'm going to use it, take it. And I appreciate you. I just want you to know I appreciate you." It was really cool.
So they're angelic spirits that incarnate to the human physical form.
And they look human.
But they're in an incarnation stage. But
so
they know
this was not temporary?
No, these were temporary.
Oh, they're temporary.
They appeared outside your door? And
No. One came as a reading. She came for me to do a reading on her, and she paid me.
And then she's gone. She's done.
Yeah.
She probably, in other words, she left Earth.
Wherever.
She may have had some other visits.
I don't know.
Per se.
She left here. She walked out the door.
She might want to Cracker Barrel, got something. She's in a human form. She might want to.
You call me sassy?
All I can tell you is you cannot tell the difference.
Wow.
How about cats? Can cats be angels?
No. Okay. There can be divas. There can be nature spirits. Divic. They can be that. And they can. There can be animals that are used to give you messages.
They are what?
Like totems. Divas. Divas are nature angels or opera singers. Sorry.
Or Beyonce.
A bird could give you a message. And that happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it happens. But the nature spirit community is here to serve. We're supposed to take care of them, and they're here to serve.
We don't do that great of a job
we
of taking care of them.
We do a terrible job.
Yes, we do.
We're supposed to be stewards of the planet.
We are supposed to be stewards.
Failed
yes.
miserably in that regard.
That's really sad.
Did you say they're nature spirits?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All cats are. All animals are
all,
nature spirits.
Everything is a nature spirit.
I just never heard that term.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mom actually came through my dog after her death. One of the communications I had with my mom after her death was through my dog.
How?
Just I'd ask verbally. I could tell that she was wanting to communicate with me because of certain things that were happening. And I just said, "Mom, show me how you want to communicate with me. Show me the channel through which you want to communicate." And my dog, I was sitting on my bed at the time, my dog started scratching on the side of my bed, which she never would do. She doesn't do that. She's way too shy.
Okay, I see what you're
saying. And I was like, "Whoa, why is she scratching my bed?" And I was like, "Oh my God." And I reached down, and when I reached down to pet her, my mom came through into my body. It was wild.
human beings can use nature to communicate.
Yeah.
They don't, like your mom wouldn't jump in your dog and go, "Hi, I'm your mom."
Right.
But they
weirder
can,
things have happened.
Well, anyway, they can actually manipulate and work in harmony or in tandem with nature spirits. To, like, they can ask for butterflies to circle you. Neat things.
And that's one way that I was in my bedroom, and a bird came and flew up and hit my window, and actually the bird would have had to fly up underneath my window and then hit it. That never happened ever, and I've lived in that house most of my life. And when that happened, I knew that was something going on with my mom trying to communicate with me. So that's what clued me to say, "Mom, I know you're trying to communicate with me. Please show me the mechanism by which you want to communicate." And that's when my dog came and started scratching on the bed, and that all happened.
But understand, the dark side can do the same thing. The dark side can use nature to frighten you, to give you warnings of their arrival. Black flies can fill up in your house.
Oh, I've experienced that.
Yeah, that's fun.
Coral.
Black snakes appearing. Scorpions.
I had one of those too.
Mice, rats.
Will the Legion of Pan get rid of them for you? Can
they can. They can.
Even though it's dark?
Yeah.
Or would it be better to command them out in the name of Jesus Christ?
You can command them out. I had a cat show up that went for my throat, and I used a wooden cross to back the cat off of me. That was bizarre. Look, and it came through, apparently there was a hole in the floor and it came up through that.
God, in your house?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I didn't know I had a hole. I did then.
Hmm. Was this when you were a girl? Little girl? Or?
This was, I had property of 15 acres. The house was not a very good house anyway. And I went into my first attack, demonic attacks.
God, but that was pretty freaky, a cat coming at your throat.
It was, but I used the cross, and the cat backed off from the cross and went down into the hole and disappeared. I went, oh, crud.
Did you say back up in the name of Jesus Christ?
Yes. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. And it was like, you know.
I had to put a Bible over the hole.
Well, actually, I put a 12 gauge in.
Like, no, like seriously. Like,
yeah. Well, it was my first intro. I had an attack of mice, wharf rats, scorpions.
Same house?
Same house.
What was the second thing after the mice?
And snakes.
Norwegian
I had
rat.
Norwegian
rats.
Norwegian
rat.
Yeah, in the house.
Terminex?
Oh,
one?
My word.
There must have been some bad things going on in that house.
I was...
Commercial cars.
I was going through demonic...
You're being attacked.
Severely. Salt would...
And now...
I didn't know about salt.
Okay, but that
and
was,
now we have
it.
The
you
lifting.
Clearing what I did.
If I had known what I know now...
Yeah, you could have cleared it, though, right?
I would have cleared it. It wouldn't have been a problem. And I wouldn't have been... backing off a cat with a cross.
You make do with what you got.
But you have to learn.
But sandalwood and the clearing would help that.
Well, sure.
Yeah, okay.
But thanks to Carol going through the cat backing off the cross, we have things like the lifting and knowledge about sandalwood. And the house blessing.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for dealing with cats and crosses.
You're welcome. I went through 8 years of that.
Even that evil cat had a purpose.
Did you have that cross with you? Or?
I always had a cross with me. I always had that much sense. That came from an earlier situation.
See, even evil can teach you something, right?
Evil is one of the greatest teachers we have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what we're here for. That's what it's here for. That's why we're in this mess that we're in called life.
Free will.
But it's here. We're here to take authority.
The price is free will.
Not be afraid. Take authority. Always. Okay, we're going to shut her down. We're going to make a circle.